Assalamu alaikum. My name is Dr. Wasim Imam. I'm a clinical immunologist and an allergist and internal medicine board certified doctor in the Texas area. I'm making this voice message in order to answer some questions about COVID-19 and the coronavirus as quickly as possible. I feel like there is a lot of miscommunication in the Muslim community, and I think the Muslim community needs to get ready. So this is kind of my warning. First off, what is the coronavirus? The coronavirus is a family of viruses. This is a new mutated virus, which is called the novel virus. Called SARS-CoV-2, which is like the SARS virus, but the reason this is more deadly or worse than the SARS virus is because it has a longer incubation period, meaning when somebody gets the virus, they give the virus to other people for about 5 days before they start having symptoms. So they don't know that they're giving it to other people. With the SARS virus, they used to have symptoms quicker, in which case they knew to isolate themselves, and this is not like that. So this is why it's spreading very, very quickly. We don't know how exactly it spreads, if it's from the air, from droplets, or from fecal oral, but it looks like it might be from the air and droplets as of the moment. The information is changing rapidly, and today is March 11th that I'm saying this, so the information might be different in 2-3 days. How does it present? First, the person gets the infection. For about 5 days, they have no symptoms. Around 5 to 7 days, they start having upper respiratory symptoms like a cough or nasal congestion. They'll feel like they have a cold. Around 7 to 10 days, they might start having a fever. And then around day 14, they'll start becoming short of breath. They might improve a little bit, and then suddenly they might start having pneumonia in both sides of the lungs and feeling like they cannot breathe. Some of the people will get better from this on their own, but a good percentage, at least 20%, require hospitalization or get significantly worse. Next is, why is it such a big deal? Well, because of how quickly it's spreading and how many people require hospitalization. So let's look at the numbers. Let's say right now in Michigan, we have 2 cases. We assume that 20% need to be hospitalized. So those 2 cases were hospitalized and tested. That means there's 10 out in the community. So right now we have 2 in the hospital, there's 10 total. There's 2 in the hospital and 8 out. In 6 days, they're gonna give it to 4 more people. So the next week, there's gonna be 32 that have it, but then 20% of them will have to go to the hospital. But the original 2 are still in the hospital because it takes around 6 weeks to recover. So now there's 8.4 in the hospital and 32 out and about who don't know they have it. The next 6 days, there'll be 128 out and about, and then 36 in the hospital. The next 6 days, there'll be 512 out and about, and then 238 in the hospital. And then the next 6 days, there'll be 2,048 out and about, and there'll be 640 in the hospital. No hospital can sustain that much care. 640 rapidly ICU-needed patients needing vents in a 4-week period will overwhelm the entire city of Detroit alone. Then you can keep measuring this out, and then you will start to have 4 million, 5 million at 20% needing the hospital. So this is extremely dangerous. I can share right now an experience in the Washington hospital. Back from February 28, we see in the hospital in Washington, we had 28 patients. Half of them died. Some of them were very young without any other medical problems. Some of them died from heart attacks, because it appears the virus might be infecting the heart directly as well, and almost no intervention has been helping. The hospital, with only 28 patients, already started to run out of masks and had to start bleaching their equipment to reuse it. So they're going to start running out of space very, very quickly, so this is very serious. How to prepare? There is no vaccine for this, and there is no antiviral that's currently working. There's no treatment that's currently working for this. So the only way to prepare is to really, really isolate. You have to make sure you don't get sick or give it to anyone else. If you get sick, you will spread it for 5 days before you even know you are sick. So you have to have good equipment at home. If you can get a mask, preferably an N95 mask. If you cannot get a mask, then it's going to be hand washing and just staying 6 feet away from people. You should avoid public prayers. You should avoid Jummah prayers, Friday prayers, because khalas, it's probably seated in the community and you cannot guarantee who does or doesn't have it. You should pack enough food for at least 2 weeks, because you're going to want to not go out, especially when it starts hitting in waves and you don't know who does or doesn't have it in the community. Now, I'm not saying you have to pack cans of food. This is not a hurricane, so there'll still be a power and water, inshallah, but you want to have enough food that you don't have to go out and about. If you do have to go out, you want to stay 6 feet away from people and avoid all crowded locations or anything with too much shared ventilation. The other thing is, when they start closing down schools for this, make sure your kids are not in school. It appears that kids under the age of 15 are not affected by this heavily. They don't get that sick, but they can give you the virus. So be very careful. And especially be careful if you're older or smoke. After the age of 50, the death rate goes up significantly. And above the age of 80, the death rate is very, very high. This is very serious. and should be taken very seriously. Inshallah, we can mitigate it by avoiding people getting the infection as quickly as possible. But look at the reactions right now, as March of 11th, look at the reaction of Italy, look at the reactions of Iran and China. Their reactions are very indicative of how severe this disease is.